Welcome to Money Markets and Masterminds, a CityWire South Africa podcast that delves into the intricate world of finance, investment, and strategic decision-making. If you're a fund selector, independent financial advisor, or institutional capitalist looking for insights, analysis, and expert opinions to enhance your perspective, you're in the right place here with me, editor Rowan Uister. Today marks the 14th episode of our underlying series in partnership with Morningstar South Africa called Mind Over Markets, where we explore the data, trends, and decision-making frameworks that help investors to stay grounded in a very, very unpredictable world. And right now, unpredictability is everywhere. From geopolitical shocks to political interference, inflation, interest rates, and AI, the world is throwing everything it can at markets. And in times like these, the temptation to react, retreat, or chase headlines is powerful. But doing so often derails even the best laid financial plans. So how do you keep investors anchored in the midst of the noise? According to our guest today, the answer starts with one very simple question. What are you investing for? If the answer is clear and truthfully meaningful, then everything else becomes easier to manage. Joining us today to unpack this is Renee Swanepoel, Head of Sales at Morningstar Investment Management South Africa and a qualified CFA. And she brings a behavioral lens to the discussion, drawing on Morningstar's global research and field-tested frameworks to help advisors and investors to reconnect with purpose, even when markets get messy. Renee, welcome to the podcast. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Ron. It's great to be here. And yes, this conversation feels really incredibly timely. When the world is shouting, it helps you have a plan that almost whispers back, remember, you've already thought this thing through.
Absolutely. So let's start with one of the key ideas you are bringing to the table today, mining for goals. It's something Morningstar's behavioral finance team led by Ryan Murphy has written about extensively. What exactly does that mean and how is it different from just asking someone, what are your goals?
So mining for goals comes from our behavioral science team, like you said, in the US led by Ryan Murphy. And it's one of the most useful tools we've brought into financial advice. And we actually had Ryan on a webinar recently delving into this topic in a lot of detail for our advisors. But at a very basic level, it's about recognizing that most people actually start with very vague financial goals. Things like, I want to retire well, I want to grow my money, or I just don't want to worry about finances. But those aren't goals we can actually plan for, or at least not yet. So mining is what we call something that's digging a little bit deeper, uncovering the emotional drivers of those goals you want to set, and helping clients move from these general ideas to more specific actionable targets.
So it's all about risk profiles or timelines. Is it really about uncovering what matters most?
Exactly. And let me give you an example. And I think an example is probably one of the best ways you can actually see this come to life. So let's say a client says, I want to retire early. That sounds a little bit like a growth goal, maximizing returns, right? But when we explore it further, we find it's actually about freedom and security. Maybe their parents worked into their 70s and they just don't want to do the same. Now that we understand the why of the goal, we can make a lot better decisions about the investment strategy. It's not just about targeting high returns, it's about designing a portfolio that then gives the client confidence, protection, and clarity on their path forward. And when the market dips, they're less likely to panic because they're grounded in this deeply personal reason for staying the course.
I imagine this really helps when clients feel overwhelmed, especially when they have multiple competing priorities.
Absolutely. Many clients, I think, walk into an advisor's office most likely saying, I want to save for my kids' education. I want to upgrade my home. I want to save for a family trip and maybe even buy a holiday property one day. And that's where Ryan's framework introduces goal categorization, which is incredibly practical. And you break goals down into almost three buckets. So the first one being your needs, your non-negotiable essential goals. The second, your wants. So it's important, but it's a little bit more flexible. And then your wishes. So dreams you'd love to fulfill when and if your resources allow. And this helps clients understand what to prioritize and what can actually wait a little bit longer. It's empowering for both the advisor and the client because it almost creates this shared sense of direction towards the goals.
So is there a checklist or structure that advisors can use to guide those goal-setting conversations?
Yes, and we've actually turned this into at Morningside and into a framework and a tangible toolkit that advisors can use. And I'll give you a little bit of a glimpse into the simplified checklist we share with advisors. So there's five key points that we think of when we think of this checklist. So the first one is uncovering the why of the goal. So what's driving the goal emotionally? So there's emotional drivers. The second is being very specific. So asking the question when you sit in front of a client and you're going through their goals, what does success look like for this client? Thirdly, quantify it. So how much will the goal cost and by when do you need it? Assign a purpose. So again, coming back to those three buckets, is it a need, a want, or a wish? And then map the investment strategy. So which portfolio product supports this timeline and the risk level? And the great news for advisors in SA is you don't have to do this alone. Morningstar gives you access to these goal discovery worksheets and even behavioral coaching materials you can use at any time with your clients when you start setting the investment goals.
So it's not just theory. You're actually giving advisors plug and play tools to have more meaningful conversations.
Exactly. This is where Morningstar's global presence becomes such a big advantage in the SA market. We take the insights from our behavioral finance team across the globe and specifically also in the US and make them usable for advisors here all the way down in SA so that advisors can bring global best practice into everyday client relationships.
Now, Renee, once those deeper goals are defined, the question becomes, how do you stick to them when the world starts shaking? Because let's face it, with all the noise out there, it's hard to not get rattled. But as Morningstar's Danny Noonan reminded us recently in one of your investment papers, while political instability can shake investor confidence, markets tend to move past it much quicker than we expect. In fact, he said over the last 80 years, and I'm quoting here, markets have delivered positive returns a year after major geopolitical shocks, more than 60% of the time. And while all the noise grabs headlines, it can also obscure opportunities. So, and in another recent Morningstar piece pointed out that international equities, for example, currently trading at a deep discount to US stocks, may be one of the most overlooked parts of portfolios right now. So, long question short, how do investors and their advisors stay grounded in long-term goals while remaining open to such new opportunities?
Yeah, Ruan, it almost feels like a little bit of saying welcome to 2025. You're absolutely right. And this is where it gets a little bit more real. It's such an important question. And it's actually one at Morningstar that we've been thinking about and working on a lot, especially with the year we've been having globally. Between Middle East tensions, local uncertainty, and SA elections, like you mentioned, it's easy for investors to feel like they should do something. But it's almost exactly when the right thing is often to do nothing at all. And that's exactly where Danny Noonan's point you mentioned is so powerful. Geopolitical shocks feel massive in the moment, but markets are incredibly good at looking through them. If we just look at how markets have reacted over the last few weeks, that stat you mentioned, 60% of the time, markets are up within a year after a major geopolitical event. That's a great reminder that time in the market really does beat timing the market. But here's the key. It's hard to ignore the noise unless you anchored to a meaningful goal. If you know why you're investing, whether that's financial freedom or your child's education or just a comfortable retirement, it's easier to zoom out and stay calm in these types of markets. And that's where advisors play such a critical role. You're not just helping clients invest, but you're helping them stay grounded when the world really feels very unsteady.
So we've talked about why we're investing, and second part is we need to, you know, just keep our heads leveled or our minds leveled. What is the next step in this journey?
I think when you look at what should you be looking at now, if you look at the journey, you think staying grounded, staying level-headed in a market that is so unsteady. But the one thing is always when you think about, there's a lot of risks in the market, but you almost want to look at it through a lens of opportunity as well. And if you think about opportunity, one of the biggest stories, and you've touched on this, Ryan, is international equities. So those opportunities outside of the US being the only place to be. So our research shows that many international markets, especially if you look into areas like Europe and emerging economies, they're trading at deep discounts relative to the US. So there's this valuation gap that presents a compelling opportunity for your long-term investors, particularly those who've been heavily tilted toward the US. And even more so, if we look into the US, even more so US tech in their global solutions. So global diversification could quietly add a lot of value in the years ahead. And that's exactly what we're aiming to do in our global funds, take advantage of those valuation gaps for advisors and their end clients in an actively managed way, but also risk focused. And if we think on the risk side, I think you always think risk, opportunity, bring it back to risk. I think it's less about one specific event. And I think more the risk sits within this emotional decision making that we see clients make. So we've seen this repeatedly. Investors who succeed aren't the ones who time it perfectly. They're the ones who stay disciplined.
So all of this makes sense, but let's bring it back to the psychology. What do you say to investors who are still tempted to jump in and out of the market every time there's a dip or a dramatic headline?
I say you're probably not alone. I think most of us feel this way in the market. And that's exactly why Danny Noonan, in that recent article you mentioned, reminded us, and also quoting here, that the best investors don't react, they reflect. He says, if you've built a plan based on your real goals, market dips aren't emergencies. They're just part of the journey. But if you're chasing headlines or recent winners, every downturn feels catastrophic. So again, it's not just about asset allocation. It's about emotional alignment. And that's what Morningstar's behavioral work gives advisors, a way to help clients stay on track when their instincts are screaming otherwise.
Runa, as a final question, if you had to leave advisors with one key takeaway from today's conversation, what would that be?
Ron, I'd probably say this, that goals aren't just about numbers. I think we sometimes think it is. It's all about the numbers, but goals are about people. When you help someone articulate why they're investing and turn that into a plan that reflects their values, you give them this roadmap and a sense of emotional resilience. And that's the kind of advice I think, and we think at Morningstar, that lasts, and the kind of partnership Morningstar is really proud to support with our advisor community.
Well, that brings us to the end of another fantastic discussion around markets and the minds behind them. With uncertainty still swirling in the global landscape, it's more important than ever to stay grounded in your goals, as Renee just said, informed by evidence and supported by behavioral insights that keep you on track. Thank you, Renee, for your time and thoughtful perspectives and joining us for this episode of Mind Over Market. And we look forward to having Morningstar back for another in-depth conversation and more actionable insights next month. To all our Citywire South African listeners, thank you for tuning into this episode of Money, Markets and Masterminds with me, editor Ruan Uester, and my producer, Andithio Noviello, from the Citywire Studios team. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave us a review and share it with your network. We are on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts and iono.fm. All Citywire South Africa podcasts and videos are also available on our website. So make sure to register and explore our growing library of multimedia content. And with that, and until next time, goodbye.